Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The North Pole man who was shot three times in the chest when a lone gunman opened fire at an outdoor concert in Las Vegas the night of October 1st was released from the hospital Monday. When reached by telephone Tuesday afternoon, Rob McIntosh said he must remain in Las Vegas for another 10 to 14 days before he can return to interior Alaska. McIntosh said, quote, "I'm staying in a local hotel where I'm getting nurse care. I'm actually feeling pretty good, considering the situation," end quote. McIntosh said he will still need medical care when he returns to Fairbanks. A count of absentee and question ballots from last week's Fairbanks municipal election has resulted in a razor-close race for a borough assembly seat. The tally conducted yesterday shows Aaron Lajewski leading Leah Berman-Williams by just 5 votes in the race for borough assembly seat H. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough's ballot review board spent most of Tuesday afternoon tabulating nearly 4,000 absentee and question ballots cast during the October 3rd local election. Borough Clerk Nancy Ashford Bingham says that's many more than are usually cast for an off-year local election.
Our question ballot numbers were definitely up a lot this year.
The absentee and question ballots shrank the margin of victory in the contest for Assembly Seat H to just 5 votes in a race that drew just over 18,000. Berman told the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer she's considering her options on whether to request a recount in her race against Lajewski for the Assembly seat. The addition of qualifying absentee and question ballots didn't appreciably affect any of the other outcomes of the October 3rd election, but Ashford Bingham says it did confirm that this year's turnout was well above average for a local election in the borough.
For the most part, we have 16 to 18,000 registered voters that would typically turn out and vote in the Fairbanks North Star Borough when you look at an average here over the years since 1989.
More than 19,300 voters participated in Tuesday's election. That's just over 31% of the borough's 69,000 registered voters. About 500 fewer voters participated in this year's election than the record high number that cast votes in the 1996 local. Ashford Bingham says voters were apparently motivated this year by several contested borough assembly and school board seats and 3 ballot measures, 2 to outlaw marijuana businesses in the city and borough, and another that would have authorized the city of Fairbanks to raise property taxes.
We had 23 candidates on the borough ballot. We had a non-area-wide question, the marijuana question on the borough ballot. The city of Fairbanks, I believe they had uncontested races, but they had their Prop A and Prop B.
Fairbanks Councilman Jerry Cleworth and David Prues were unchallenged in their bids for re-election, but 25% of the city's registered voters still turned out to reject Proposition A, the anti-commercial marijuana initiative, and Prop B, the property tax measure. The absentee and question ballots slightly increased the margin of victory for Propositions 1 and A, and of defeat for Proposition B. The additional ballots also increased incumbent Christopher Quist's margin of victory over challenger Hank Bartos in the contest for Borough Assembly Seat D. That race drew nearly 19,400 votes, the most cast for any borough seat in this year's election. Ashford Bingham says the review board's revised final election figures will remain unofficial until they're certified by the assembly. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Doyon Limited could authorize a fourth well in its search for fossil fuels in the Nanana Minto Basin, the Alaska Native Corporation's chief executive said Tuesday at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Doyon has spent a decade exploring the Nanana Minto Basin for fossil fuels and invested more than $100 million in the search, CEO and President Aaron Schutt said. During summer 2016, Doyon's subsidiary, Doyon Drilling, spudded the exploratory well Tagatile-1 in hopes of tapping into an estimated 200 billion cubic feet of natural gas. Executives hoped it would deliver affordable natural gas to the interior for generations, but Tagatile-1 did not tap into a commercially viable source. Tagatile 1, located about 10 miles west of Nanana, was Doyon's third gas well in the region. Schutt said Doyon conducted another round of seismic 3D testing last winter in an 8x8 square mile region about 10 miles north of Tagatile 1. Seismic 3D testing uses small blasts and seismic readings to find potential gas formations below the surface. Data from this survey has been processed and analyzed since April. Schutt said the quote, "clean data," unquote, showed some, quote, "unexpected surprises," unquote. Schutt said a recommendation would be made to the Doyon Board of Directors and to expect an announcement in mid-November. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.